In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thursday, the 10th of November. Good to have you along, everybody. Two words with which to begin today, other than now what, of course. Trump and rally. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at a record high 2 days after Donald Trump won the presidency. And rather than going into cause and effect here, let me instead redirect your attention to the bond market, which regular listeners will know is the place to watch to find out what the future might hold. The yield on 10-year Treasury notes closed above 2% today for the first time in almost a year. You got to remember that yields rise when bond prices fall. So the jump there means that investors are actually getting out of bonds. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains what's going on.
Bond investors woke up Wednesday morning like everyone else, and they saw the news. Then they looked at the returns they were getting on their bonds, which were around 1.9%, and they said, no. No, no, no. If Donald Trump is going to be president, we're going to need more than this from our bonds. They negotiated lower prices, demanded higher yields. Why?
Trump did talk about infrastructure spending.
David Krause is professor of finance at Marquette University.
That could be as much as $1 trillion.
Investors thought, such a huge project, along with tax cuts on the wealthy Trump has proposed, those could send the deficit soaring and require Uncle Sam to borrow a lot of money.
Meaning they'll have to sell more bonds.
Brian Whalen is group managing director at TCW. All that borrowing could drive up the returns bond investors get in the future. So investors today are saying, pony up bonds, we know better returns are coming down the road. So again, they've driven yields up. Now, one fear is that Trump trade policies could harm the economy while other policies drive up inflation. This combo is called stagflation.
I think that depends on the type of president that we get.
Martin Hegarty is managing director at BlackRock.
If the type of president that we get is the individual that campaigned with a lot of the negative rhetoric, I think that the potential for a stagflationary outcome becomes larger.
Bond markets and the rest of us will find out eventually. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.